This is Victoria from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Radiolab is supported by HipChat, group chat and instant messaging designed exclusively for teens. Start your free trial at hipchat.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany Tang from San Diego, California. Radiolab is supported by 23andMe. The DNA kit from 23andMe is designed to provide more than 200 personalized health reports and the knowledge to make informed decisions about personal health. A personalized DNA kit is available at 23andMe.com/Radiolab.
Wait, you're listening.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You're listening to Radiolab.
Radiolab.
Shorts!
From
WNYC
and NPR.
Hey, I'm Jad Abumrad.
And I'm Robert Krulwich.
This is Radiolab, the podcast. We're up to number 15 now. As you can tell, the last few days we've been extending our afterlife show.
Which is the après or the after-afterlife
Exactly. show. And for number 15, we have a reading from David Eagleman's book, Some, a story called Some, which is in fact the story that got us interested in doing the entire afterlife show to begin with.
Yeah, because it is so, it's so summary, actually, in the S-U-M-M-A-R-Y sense.
Right. And it's read for us again by actor Jeffrey Tambor.
All right, try it. Take two. In the afterlife, you relive all your experiences, but this time, with the events reshuffled into a new order. You see, all the moments that share a quality are grouped together. For instance, you spend 2 months driving the street in front of your house, 7 months having sex. You sleep for 30 years without opening your eyes. For 5 months straight, you flip through magazines while sitting on a toilet. You take all your pain at once, all 27 intense hours of it. Bones break, cars crash, skin is cut, babies are born. But once you make it through, it's agony-free for the rest of your afterlife. That doesn't always mean it's pleasant. I mean, you spend 6 days clipping your nails, 15 months looking for lost items, 18 months waiting in line, 2 years of boredom, staring out a bus window, sitting in an airport terminal, waiting on line. 1 year, reading books. Your eyes hurt, though, and you itch because you can't take a shower until it's your time to take your marathon 200-day shower. 2 weeks wondering what happens when you die. 1 minute realizing your body's falling. 77 hours of confusion. 1 hour realizing you've forgotten someone's name. 3 weeks realizing you're wrong. 2 days lying. 6 weeks waiting for a green light. 7 hours vomiting. 14 minutes experiencing pure joy. 3 months doing laundry, 15 hours writing your signature, 2 days tying shoelaces, 67 days of heartbreak. 5 weeks driving lost, 3 days calculating restaurant tips, 51 days deciding what to wear, 9 days pretending you know what is being talked about, 2 weeks counting money, 18 hours staring into the refrigerator, 34 days longing, 6 months watching commercials, 4 weeks sitting in thought, wondering if there's something better I could be doing with my time, 3 years swallowing food, 5 days working buttons and zippers, 4 minutes wondering what your life would be like if you reshuffled the order of events. In this part of the afterlife, you imagine something analogous to your earthly life. And the thought is blissful. A life where episodes are split into tiny, swallowable pieces. Moments do not endure. Where one experiences the joy of jumping from one event to the next like a child, hopping from spot to spot on the burning sand.
That was actor Jeffrey Tambor reading a story from David Eagleman's book, Some, and the story was called Some.
Yeah. So before we have some time left.
Some.
I just want to mention what's coming up tomorrow, because this is like a little sort of spectacular celebration of death that we've been doing all week. But now we're going to switch on Friday. That is the fifth day of this sequence.
Number 16.
We are going to go the other direction. We're going to celebrate the things that death ends. We're going to talk about the gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous business of being alive.
Actually, there's no talking in this one.
No, we're not. Yes. We're gonna actually ask you to look at something.
A video by a guy named Will Hoffman, really talented dude.
And we are so proud of it.
Yeah, so that's coming up tomorrow, I guess. For the moment, though, we have to go. I'm Jad Abumrad.
And I'm Robert Krulwich.
Radiolab is funded in part by the Sloan Foundation, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the National Science Foundation.